our hearts having been opened by the beauty of the cello, we are reminded of our connection with ourselves. We've just experienced cello improvisation. That was not a script. That is the fruit of connection with self. And that has been what prepares us and opens our hearts to begin worship this morning. Today we're going to be talking about connectedness with self and with others in this brave new world of digital technology. My premise is, of course, as always, that we are one. I wish to share with you the words of A. Powell Davies, one of the great preachers of our tradition, when he spoke to religious communities in general. He said, "Do you belong to the religion that says humankind is not divided, except by ignorance and prejudice and hate? The religion that sees humankind as naturally one and waiting to be spiritually united. The religion that proclaims an end in all exclusions, an end to all exclusions, and declares a brotherhood and a sisterhood unbounded, unlimited. There is no limit to our connection. Limits are illusion," so he proclaims. "Do you belong to the religion that knows we shall never find the fullness of the wonder and the glory of life until we are ready to share it with all? That we shall never have hearts big enough for the love of God until we have made them big enough for the love of all humanity?" Yes, my friends, I belong to that religion. Blessed be, it is good to be here. No time. We have no time to stand and stare. We are in such a rush in our busyness, always. Oh, but have you turned your cell phones off? Okay, good. Just wanted to be sure, because sometimes it's hard to get through a morning without being interrupted, being distracted, and I have been the culprit on more than one occasion. There you go, see? It's just the way society is these days. Digital age of communication, emails, Twitter. It took me a long time to find out what Twitter meant. Something about 140 characters, sending a message. That's okay, I don't do it. Oh, texting, that's another one I didn't think about. That's one of my, there's nothing wrong with it, I just don't text. I'm not smart enough. I can't. My son once texted me, and I replied, "Okay." And that was a few years ago, and that was the extent of my texting to date. We have no time to stand and stare. Stand and stare, verbs, action words, necessary to our well-being. If we are in the life of busyness, distraction, our well-being isn't served. We are distracted from ourselves. No way we could do an improvisation on a cello when we're in the midst of our Facebook thing or distracted by our cell phones. time to stand and stare, necessary to human connectedness. We cannot connect with one another until we are connected with ourselves. We may be all one, which I believe we truly are, but we sure can act different. And if we don't take the time to connect with ourselves, we will not reach out to one another. So here we are in this brave new digital world, and we are, after all, truly connected, hardwired for connection? Let us listen to the words of our guest poet, Larry Cripps. These words are in your program as well.
Thank you, Betty. It's good to be here with you all. Wired. Driving along US 1 in the fog, the trees beginning to bloom along the ribbon's edge, a primal, cohesive, clinging cloud, intermingled among poles fastened with slack wires for telephones and electricity and cable, wires going through and around and between and amongst all the foliage and the haze. Trees, like the axons and dendrites of my body, like the wires and connections of your body, and the wires running from yours and mine, wires like atoms strung together like planets in their orbits, and this star and all the stars, and wires from the Milky Way and all the other ways. So they all speak and know one another. Mouths and ears connected to wires, like the light years from this universe to all the others within and without, from infinite subatomic worlds going on forever in all directions. And I know, even though I cannot see them all, but feel them, like I feel you who now hears, in my knowing, in your knowing, and all knowers know these wires are intermingled among the everyone's festooned with wires, growing through and around and between and amongst, as we are driving along the ribbon of us one in the clearing fog.
We take the time to stand and stare. We take the time to listen and receive. We take the time to be connected to ourselves and to one another. And connect with what we know to be true. When we stop the busyness, we know our essential connectedness. We know that we are one. There is no separation, conflict isn't real. It's a form going on when the substance is connection. We feed connection by recognizing that we are not only on US 1 driving along with the wires, we are us one in our knowing and in our being. Abraham Heschel, the Jewish theologian, wrote at one time that all things are holy, but the human being is the holy of holies. The human being is the holy of holies. And so connecting to one another is connecting to the Holy of Holies. Important work. Look about you. Take a moment. Look about you. You are surrounded by the Holy of Holies. Really look. 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 Look at the people. We are the Holy of Holies. We are all as we were created to be. The Holy of Holies. This is a very Unitarian Universalist concept. It's reflected in our first principle, which affirms the inherent worth and dignity of all persons. Viktor Frankl expressed it this way. He wrote, "Value and being are one. To exist is to be of value. You don't have to earn it. To exist is to be of value." Now I'm going to get a little personal for a change. I was writing a love poem this week. And the first line, which I love, is, "I love exactly you. I love exactly you." So today, when I was not feeling so great about some things I had been involved in recently, I realized while I was talking to my prayer partner this morning, I realized, ooh, I love exactly me. I love exactly me. And there, my friends, is the stopping and staring, listening to the truth. How did I listen? I took time to write some poetry to get in touch with my feelings. I spoke with a prayer partner. That prayer opened my eyes and my heart and my spirit. I can't love exactly you until I love exactly me. And I invite you all, please, write that down. And when you go home, look in the mirror and say, "I love exactly you. I love exactly you." And that means exactly. I allow you to be exactly you. I celebrate exactly you. And that is the basis of connection. That is the basis of connection. You know, not being in that place of I'm going to change them. I spent a lot of time in that country. I'm going to change them. Took me a while to get to I love exactly you, and I love exactly me. I believe we are wired. I believe we have that knowing, that intuition. We've all experienced that synchronicity, that knowingness with another, usually when we've taken the time to stop and stare and to notice. There was a recent article in The Atlantic by a gentleman named Stephen March, and the name of the article is Facebook Making Us Lonely? Is Facebook Making Us Lonely? Well, Facebook is only one manifestation of the digital age. I've noticed when I go to an airport or a restaurant, there are you know, happy couples and people happy there, and they went out because they're enjoying a meal or going on a vacation, and they're in a, what do you call those? That's right, an iPhone, an iPad, a thing. See, I'm so connected. They're in a thing. Well, so is Facebook making us lonely? He writes that Sherry Turkle, a professor of computer culture, writes about the effects of online society. She wrote about it in her 2011 book, Alone Together. Alone Together. Well, we've all experienced Alone Together. You can experience it in a party. I don't want us to experience that here, friends. I'm serious. I've been in congregational life where I experienced being alone at coffee hour and uncomfortable. This is the spiritual message. Ready? This community is family. This community is home. Let us not forget to connect with one another. Doesn't mean you can't Facebook for hours and digital this and that for hours and Twitter and text, and that's great. This building is a spiritual home where you take the time to stop and stare, where you recognize we are on us one. We are wired for connection. So that's an important message. She writes this in Alone Together. These days, insecure in our relationships and anxious about intimacy, we look to technology for ways to be in relationships and protect ourselves from them at the same time. The problem with digital intimacy, is that it is ultimately incomplete. The ties we form through the internet are not, in the end, the ties that bind, but they are the ties that preoccupy. They are the ties that preoccupy. We don't want to intrude on each other, so we don't call or visit. So instead, we end up constantly intruding on each other, but not in real time. Not in real time. I will admit I've had value judgments about all of this, and so I've been doing what I've been taught to do by my friend Richard, who taught me to ask, tell me more about that, help me understand. So I've been asking my young adult kids, and I'm still not convinced, but it works for them. They believe they're multitasking and getting a lot done and they're not distracting. It's not my personal experience, and I've read research saying that we can't multitask. It doesn't exist. I think I can multitask. I'm constantly trying. I've got earphones on the phone. I've got, you know, so I can type and talk and garden. Yesterday I was gardening on the phone. Take the time to stop and stand. No, I don't have the time because I have a busy day. I have a busy schedule. I know I need to do this gardening and I want to talk to you. Click. Click. That's an important word in our lives these days. Click your, I friend you. Click, I want to internet date you. Twitter, no, not Twitter. Text, I break up with you. Text, I break up with you. This is true. No eye contact, no body language. The eyes are the window to the soul. The eyes are the windows to the soul. So I invite us to be intentional with technology. It's a good thing. I do a lot of technology stuff for me. But I invite us to be intentional about it and to not exclude taking the time for eye contact, taking the time to stop and stare, taking the time to quiet enough to feel the connection. The connection, artists do it. Maria couldn't have played the cello like that if she didn't take the time to connect with herself. Larry couldn't have written that poem if he didn't take the time to connect with himself. So, the main question I would say for the future is technology, is the digital age part of separating or part of connecting? We each can ask that of ourselves and look in our lives, and the answer will be different for each of us. We are individuals. But I would say that the human being is the holy of holies. The holy of holies. You are as you were created. Joy and peace and love abide in your hearts if you take the time to stop and stare, if you listen to the words and the music and your heart. We can open to the love of God, to the heart of God, as A. Powell Davies says, if we open to connection to ourselves, if we open to connection to one another. That's the message for today. Blessed be. Amen.